Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. You're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
Hey, is for the animal horses.
Nay, nay, nay. Old MacDonald had a farm.
No, do you know what we're doing right now?
You're so close to my secrets. I just realized you're next to my journal.
Oh, I know. I know. So I noticed that, you know, not to be a bitch, but I filled this journal ages ago. We got them at the same time. But that's... you don't always start a journal right when you get it, do you?
No, I started about a year ago, though.
Okay.
So.
But this is thick.
Yeah, and we actually did get those probably 2019, so
yeah.
I didn't start it then.
Totally.
Anyways, this is Catherine
Cohen.
This
is Patrick. I'm Regan. Nay Cappuccino.
I love Nay.
Nay is so
random.
I learned
about Nay really late in life.
Do you know what?
I kept Googling it. I don't get it.
Do you know who goes off for Nay?
Hey.
New York Times crossword loves to do Nay as an answer.
Oh, McDonald. Nay, Nay, Nay.
Thematically, it works with Hay being for horses.
Exactly. You know, life is all interconnected. We're all one. We're all made out of stardust.
Why did I text you?
What if we're just flying meat sacks? What if we are?
Why did I text you that life was thematic?
Oh, because I'm going to say this in as coded a way as possible.
Yeah.
Your gold medalist is connected.
Yes. A former gold medalist.
A former gold medalist.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
It's so amazing when a former gold medalist and a current gold medalist come together to create art.
Yeah, when they are able to connect through... you know, I just love making things.
Totally, me too.
My name... This is a podcast.
We have to say something... But we're on SportsCenter right now because we're sitting around a table.
I know.
We're on SportsCenter. It's going to be okay.
The way Smith grabbed that ball, he went up and down and it bounced.
And so Detroit is going to be in the draft and they're going to be getting a draft pick.
The Tigers are up again.
They're going to be getting a draft pick. And I'm just saying they need to be using that on their offense because their defense is just not.
This season's not what it was last season.
So I got a thought about Detroit. I think if they do get that draft pick.
Hey. I've never seen SportsCenter. You can probably tell from my impression.
No, this is actually radio. More, but anyways, we have to use some of this footage to post because it's gonna be funny watching us jibber jabbering while our guest is sitting there. Arms crossed, waiting for us to die.
Arms crossed,
waiting
furious.
For us to die.
Seek treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. It's for the way you look at me. L is for the only one I see. Always very.
Very.
I got off. I'm gonna fucking end my life.
Do you know what that will always make me think of?
Parent Trap.
Of course.
And do you know
the song, the movie that made it famous?
The Muffin Guy.
Okay, let's waste our time with
he lives our guest. On Drury Lane. Okay, we're gonna shut the fuck up.
We have
a guest who's funnier, more interesting, more beautiful, more sexually experienced and sluttier, and more addicted to drugs than both of us. And that's something cool. Her name is Grace Kuhlenschmidt.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome
to SportsCenter.
Wait, just at the top that you brought up that I am so much better at sex than you do.
Totally.
I think that's important.
You might not do it more, but you're definitely better when you do it. It's better.
Way less, and that's kind of why it's so much better.
Totally. You don't overuse.
Yeah.
You know, someone messaged me on the application Grindr and said, hey, kind of a weird question. I have a fuck machine. Any chance you want it? Kind of an awkward thing to put on Facebook.
What?
A fuck machine.
What the hell? Like a Sibian?
I'm assuming he meant a Sibian, but he goes, well, this is his full message. My phone isn't nearby, but this, I actually remember it. It was, so I have a fuck machine, and it's kind of an awkward thing to put on Facebook Messenger.
I'm going to use this for a college audition monologue.
Facebook.
They're using college application.
It's kind of awkward to put it on Facebook Marketplace, LOL, but thought maybe a local bottom would want it.
What?
I didn't respond.
A local bottom.
Now, do you know what a fuck machine is?
I'm assuming it's
I certainly do not.
You know, I think
that for someone who's better at sex than me, that's interesting. No machines needed. Yeah. Wait.
I'm having to like consciously not look at my
screen. That's okay. Wait, so I want to read. Let's all do a dramatic reading of the message.
Okay.
Hey. It's kind of a weird message. So I have a fuck machine. And it's kind of a weird thing to put on.
Wait, you're making me want to get. You're making me want to get the actual message so we could really like.
Okay,
do
okay, get it.
The way you did that sounded like you sent it.
I dropped in. Oh, maybe I sent it. Another local bottom in the West Village. I am a local West Village bottom.
You really are.
Y'all. For those I'm annoyed because the reason why we're having so much fun, too much, arrest me, I'm in handcuffs, is because we're in person for the first time in a long time. And the first time we were on the podcast.
Tickling them both under the table.
I don't think I really met you very much.
No, and
it was on Zoom.
I mean, here's what I'll say is I actually, on the way here, I was like, I'll listen to some of my last podcasts with them. Couldn't get through more than like 15 seconds.
No, why?
Okay.
It was a bad for me.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
It was a bad performance.
Okay, this is good. Okay, right. So it's in two blocks. Now, when you get this phone handed to you, when you get the script handed to you, you will not be maneuvering around to other things because you might see things that you never asked to see.
Oh,
deal, fingers.
And as a straight woman, as a straight woman and a gay woman, you should never be seeing these things.
Mm-hmm. Well,
only a gay man should see these things.
Okay,
gay men behave in a way that straight men couldn't ever imagine to behave.
What about a bi guy?
A bi guy.
I would bet. Like Kat and I have both seen gay sex on porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually haven't seen that much.
Have you seen
really? Well, I've seen girls.
Have you seen full anal penetration between two male identifying people
without a doubt.
How do you see that?
Just a little type.
Wow, you're looking out of curiosity or you're looking from a place of sexual excitement?
She's looking at it saying that's wrong.
I did talk about this last time I was on here was that lesbian porn is so fake and not lesbian.
Totally.
Is that why I love it? I'm literally like...
You're like, what would it be like if two insanely straight girls clit fuck?
With their hard, hard boobs. No, literally. Just like,
what are they doing on there in lesbian porn?
Slurping?
Slurping and stuff?
I don't know, actually.
Why do straight guys love lesbian?
Yeah, why do they?
I forgot to bring my research.
Your gender study. I forgot to bring my gender studies with me.
Yeah, my thesis had all of that covered, but I didn't bring my proposal with me.
I think guys love when it's like, oh, you know what I mean?
So what were you saying? You're saying you talked about this last time.
I'm just saying that gay porn between dicks is just, it's going to be gayer.
Totally.
Because that's the way that the patriarchy has
when
like
two dicks come together
Porn will always be catering towards the male gaze,
yeah,
whether it be the gay male gaze or the straight male gaze.
It's weird that kind of gay vaginas haven't really had the opportunity to
shine.
Okay, I'm gonna do a tweet.
It's time for gay vaginas
Tweet. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna do an iconic viral tweet.
I'm gonna do it.
Write it.
It's gonna be an iconic and viral tweet. It's gonna be like that format where it's gay male gaze .. straight male gaze handshake emoji. Porn is made for it.
Yeah.
And in the comments, I'm gonna go clap emoji.
You need to be passed down Tignataro's Twitter.
Some leverage. Something that's gotten a bit out of hand, hasn't it?
Oh, I don't actually follow that storyline anymore, but I do know that like once I was offered it, and like the day it came, I was like, I actually just can't do this today, so I didn't do it. And I was like, well, I guess I burned that bridge forever.
See,
I
remember that's why your career is not taking off.
But then I did it later.
Oh, you did.
Then like they confusing. Came back around.
And that's why your career is taking off.
Okay. I forgot who I gave it to. It?
No. But let me say this. I was listening to my astrology apps podcast. I start short circuiting. And the astrologer, I was like really feeling it. I was really respecting her. And then she said, and some crazy things have been going on the bird app. She called it the bird app
Twitter.
In 2023.
Wow.
Anyways, I was kind of like, oh, no, I don't know about this reading anymore. I don't know about your forecast.
Mike Kelton really likes one specific older woman.
Chani?
Astrologist. I'll have to ask Susan? Him what her name is. No,
I
that's
I know. Focused on my astrology in quite a time, actually.
In the last 2 weeks, I've been.
I have to talk about something. Really? The skin on my back hurts, but not the muscle, just the skin. It's been hurting for about a month.
Oh my God.
What do we think?
We have to fix that by the end of this episode.
I know. Okay, let's do the reading. The play is in session.
The play is in session.
Okay.
Curtain up.
We're all auditioning for the
part of gay guy.
Oh, no, this is his grinder.
What's his name?
I hope it's okay to say. We'll bleep it. It's just his grinder name. It's a funny name. It's not his real name. It's called kind of a play on Harry Potter.
Does that mean people can bother him though? You know his grinder name?
I don't know. No one bother this person.
Okay.
I want to say in general, if we ever talk about anything, sorry, what we want is never for you to reach out to someone.
Can you look up a name on Grindr?
I don't even think you can, no.
Kat C. Cohen on Grindr.
Okay. Hey there, strange ask, but I'm moving and have a fuck machine I won't be taking with me. It's an awkward item to put on Facebook Marketplace. So seeing is a local bottom would be interested in buying it from me. End of monologue. He means seeing if a local bottom. Okay.
It makes me sad because I fear that you weren't the only person I know. Sent it to.
It makes me happy because it's also like, it's kind of relatable. It's like, yeah, you wouldn't really want to put that on Facebook Marketplace.
No, but you wouldn't. You would curb it. You know what I mean? My advice
is call it.
I think call it a day. You might cut your losses with the fuck machine. I think buy a fuck machine knowing that if you do move, you'll have to either take it with you or cut your losses.
Why can't he take it with him?
That's how I feel about my Peloton. It's a woman's fuck machine. Similar. It's very similar.
Why can't he take the fuck machine with him?
He probably just, you know, it's like, when you're moving,
it's really dirty.
That's
and
extra $200 for movers.
Totally, you're not going to want a mover to be. I just think when you're moving, anything that you don't have to take, you do leave.
Right.
So he doesn't have to feel pleasure anymore. Why is he punishing himself?
Well, maybe he needs. Now, interestingly enough, sorry.
Well, it's time for Grace's.
Liked Harry Otter's.
Oh my God.
Harry Otter's online.
Otter actually rolls off the tongue.
You think he's a Gryffindor? More like a Gryffindor. I'm so funny.
I hope it's okay to say his name. I hope it's okay to say his name, but it is just a grinder name. And everyone, please just like be cool about it. Or maybe we should, like, it's a funny name.
His name is Hermione Anger. Okay, my turn. Hey there. Strange ask, but I'm moving and have a fuck machine I won't be taking with me. It's an awkward item to put on Facebook Marketplace. So seeing as a local bottom would be interested in buying it from me.
What? Yeah, good. I think when he said "is" at the
now
end, he meant
"if." A lot of empathy.
Totally.
For
when you and that's what that's why acting is the most powerful thing that can heal the world is because it creates.
And
empathy.
That's why it's harder than being a doctor.
It's harder and more important than being a doctor. Now, so when he says "is" at the end, he does mean "if."
And that's the thing is, if only he hadn't made that typo,
I would be riding a Sibian right now. We would all be sharing my
riding waves of pleasure.
We would be sitting on the fuck machine.
We would all be taking turns.
I don't like how. No, I haven't seen the text because I'm not allowed near that kind of stuff. But
we don't let you close.
I'm not allowed. But does he end it with a question mark? I kind of wish. I think if he'd asked, "Are you interested?" He might be getting some.
There's no question mark.
It's just like, I'm just seeing it. It's like, okay, well,
no, you could respond. Nice.
Say what do I?
Oh wait, let me see.
What do I have to do with that?
Oh my
good
God.
Statement.
How do you know? How do you know I'm a bottom?
So let me see his. Okay, so he's versatile. Oh, he's
that's good stuff.
So
that's my favorite.
So why are you, as a verse man, having a fuck machine? My new tweet. My new viral tweet.
That would do really well.
Why is it two messages?
I know. Do you think he wanted me to be like, maybe you should be the fuck machine?
I need to see the timestamp on these.
Okay, don't touch too much.
Do you think maybe don't he wanted you to say,
I don't know how this app works.
No, I actually don't have space for it anywhere in my apartment except for inside of me?
Yeah.
A fuck machine. I mean, I could write a whole thesis. I could study this text. Mm-hmm. I could break down. I'll do my audition.
I think we should bleep his name out when we say it, and people just know it's a funny name. But then we'll respond. We'll say not interested, but wondering because he's online right now. We'll say but wondering how this is going. Have you sold this item?
I love that.
Yeah,
I'll let you type it. I'll do a quick. Hey there, strange ass, but I'm moving and have a fuck machine I won't be taking with me. It's an awkward item to put on Facebook Marketplace. So seeing if I'm going to go ahead and make that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Seeing if a local bottom would be interested in buying it from me. You should respond ... and
I'm going to say, okay.
So
I'm going to say ... No, not ... I'm going to say LOL. Because, like, we want to invite him in. And mm-hmm. I'm going to say, sorry I never got back to this.
Sorry, right.
Yeah. What was I thinking?
Sorry, so crazy behind on my correspondence.
Yeah, you should say I was actually in a really dark place when I received this.
You should say
really I'm feeling really light and bright today.
Sorry, I never got back to this. Just getting over COVID.
Yeah. No, just getting over COVID-19. And then in parentheses, what variant?
You said, don't worry, it's not contagious through the screen. Smoking.
Mask emoji.
I think I'm good. But wondering if you stole this item.
What, do you read it again?
Okay, one second.
Really slow typer.
I'm doing one.
I'm like, use two hands.
Well, I'm holding a microphone.
What's this guy trying to prove, eh?
Okay. LOL, comma, sorry I never got back to this, period. I think I'm good, comma, but wondering if you sold this item, question mark. And there's a typo in there, but he's...
Well, he's...
Yeah.
That'll make him... Yeah.
He's got he's Mr. Typo.
Don't worry.
He's got no leg to stand on. Okay, so that's sent. He is online, so he will see it. Will he choose to get back? I don't know, but it's coming from a place of love and not like...
You know, it's kind. Yeah. There's kindness in that message.
No, Grace.
It's so nice to help you out with that.
Thank you for helping me. Thanks for coming on our podcast.
No problem. Thank you guys so much for having me.
What's up, girl?
Yeah, how are you?
Not much. Things are pretty much the same... You know, since last time I saw you, what have I done?
Last time?
Put a down payment on my house. Kids are in high school.
No, even Angeline.
Yeah.
I remember when Angeline was barely up to my toe because she was so tiny.
I know.
Standing on 2 feet because she was about three at the time.
No, at the toe. I mean, they're, like, they're taller than me now. They're 6'4".
No. Oh, my God. It's crazy how that happens. They do grow up so fast.
God love them.
I'm watching Real Housewives of Miami right now. I'm not going to get into it, but it's just crazy because they did a time jump. Like, they canceled it in 2013, then they brought it back in 2022.
Same cast. That's almost 10 years.
Yeah, a similar cast. Some of them are, I mean, Larsa is on it. Larsa Pippen was on it.
Who I saw on Selling Sunset.
Oh, she was on Selling Sunset?
I believe so.
Oh, I will have to revisit because I don't think I even clocked that.
Because I remember thinking, who's Larsa?
Wow, she's
no one can confirm
she has
prop. I don't know a single, honestly, I don't really know a single housewife.
You know what I always think about?
What?
How your nose is so small.
I know,
for drugs.
Really,
for drugs, you said it's too small.
It's too small for drugs or anything,
but you're looking absolutely stunning, like, beautiful. What have you been doing?
Just same as usual. Like,
Pelly?
Yeah, I do actually really love my Peloton, but nobody check because I haven't been on it for 8 days.
That's not that many days.
That's like,
no,
that's like 4 days.
No, I know that.
That's like 3 days.
But it just looks bad because, you know, the month has been 9 days.
And
you know what I mean?
Totally. And it also
it's actually been... What day is it?
But...
It's actually Jan 11.
Bleep it. I don't want anyone to know where I am.
it's Jan 11 because I remembered I had a question. You know when you're like keeping asking your reps about something? Mm-hmm. I was asking them something about Jan 9 and I kept being like, and what about Jan 9? Mm-hmm. You know when you're in a place where you're saying Jan 9 instead of like January 9th or even Jan 9th? Do you ever say Gen 9?
No, I don't. I thought you were even saying Gen 9.
No, I would never say Gen 9.
Gen Z, bitch.
Sorry, this is what I thought, what I heard.
Gen 9 to me is very reps. Like, and then that would start on Gen 9, and then, you know what I mean? Like, that's how a rep would say January 9th. Mm-hmm. They would say Gen 9. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you're talking to them, you do slip into that parlance.
I've never been in a writer's room, so I don't know if I connect with that.
Yeah, I guess really me either.
We're two actresses.
It feels really hard when he... does this thing. He boxes us out.
He says, I write.
Yeah.
Your place is in front of the camera, girls, he says.
I wish I was with Joan and Eve instead of you two, but they're dead.
Who's that?
Joan Didion and Eve Babbitt.
Oh, my God.
As if
two famous TV writers. Two famous TV writers.
Joan and Eve.
I heard Neve and I thought Neve Schulman.
Oh, I wish I was
catfish.
I heard Neve Campbell.
You know.
You're number one.
My number one.
God, there are so many more Neves than I thought.
Joan and Eve is such a like a Brooklyn boutique that sells candle.
Totally. Like, mm-hmm. That's why Larsa Marie. And it's also Larsa Pippen has a jewelry company called Larsa Marie.
That's so good.
And she's doing a launch. And she was like, if this doesn't go well, the future of Larsa Marie is at stake.
No, not Larsa Marie. So how was your holiday season?
My holiday was good. It was fun. You know, I did, as per usual, get in an actual screaming fight with my brother.
I saw that tweet.
Happens every year.
What's wrong with him?
I love your brother. He's cute.
He's nice. He's just really easy to be mad at.
What do you guys fight about?
I think I'm really nitpicky. And so I don't think it's completely fair that I get mad at him. But I have to also. Like, it's kind of just like what.
Sister's right.
It's why I came home. You know, it's why the holidays exist.
Yeah, totally.
Can you tell us, if you feel safe, what was this particular
row about? I think that it was mostly that he did sit on the couch for like 7 hours watching football, a sport that I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't care about. That actually really disappoints me about him because I kind of assumed he was one of these straight guys.
I thought he was
who
art.
Doesn't love the game.
I know. No,
when I think of your family, really I think of like museum. Yeah, like your subculture.
Do you, family. Do you feel comfortable saying his job?
Yeah, he works on the challenge.
He works on the challenge.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. Turn on the light.
No offense to you, but why are you mad that your brother watched football?
Because I also want him to be artsier. No, I'm kidding. No, because the way that my parents' house is set up, like that's the only, the room where the TV is the only room to hang out.
He was common during the common space.
And I just, it's so hard to have fun when there's a football game happening.
Totally. I hate when it's like someone's watching something and it's like so boring. And it's hey, I should be here. Except when you're the one watching the thing.
It's like, get out of here.
And then at one point I put on actually an episode of Below Deck and everyone was having fun.
Straight people love Below Deck.
I've never seen it.
It's really, really good.
I bet your dad would love it. Dads love it.
My dad loves Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh, he would love Below Deck.
Ooh, you know, I love...
That show can't still be on.
I wish it was.
No, now it's on like a different channel. It's called like...
With it's the on same like, girl?
It's called like...
Luli or something?
It's called like Million Dollar Matchmaker because like it couldn't be legally the same.
They changed it that much. You know what I did? I watched Triangle of Sadness, which is giving Below Deck.
So good.
It was I never watched it.
I was sad that they didn't win anything last night at an award ceremony.
Were they up for it?
Yeah, I really wanted the actress in the end to win. Her real name is Dolly. And I'm like actually obsessed with her. I thought it was the best acting I've ever seen in
Abigail?
My life. Yeah.
Oh, she's amazing.
It was the best performance I've ever seen.
But it's so sad that the other actress passed.
I know.
That is really sad.
It's like devastating. And she was so good too.
Yeah.
It's shocking. I know that we were all, of course, invited to the Globes and chose not to attend for personal reasons.
Yeah.
It was.
We had this the next day.
We had this.
We didn't want to be hungover.
I took the red eye back.
We planned this like 3 days ago.
3 years ago.
On to the Globes.
3 days. That's one day.
Yeah, I did. I went to the Globes. I got my hair and makeup done. I was about to go and I was like, I just want to be in a fresh place for the grace up tomorrow. And I got on a red eye and I came home.
Yeah. See, when I was there, I just saw a few people were wearing the same dress that I was wearing.
Wow.
And I thought, I will be on those lists of who wore it best. And I will win the votes by so much.
Yeah.
It will be really sad for them.
People were doing this thing that was very like, one of the sadder versions of Stars Are Just Like Us I've ever seen, where like some of the stars, because it's like raining in LA, like breaking headlines. And so like, there's some of the, you know, actresses or actors would have like the bottom of their dresses would have a little bit of water, and everyone's being, her gown has some water on the very bottom. It was like, and I could tell they were like feeling connected because of that. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
It was a really sad version of Stars Are Just Like Us, where it's like you're getting something out of there being water on this woman's
dress. Umbrellas can't cover the toes.
Yeah, it's like,
I remember that.
It's like at the end of the day, we're all on the same earth.
It's such a dark.
We are on the same. We're all the same meat sack stardust. You know, I saw a TikTok where this woman was like rating people's outfits, and then she kept started going like, I don't know who the hell that is. I don't know who any of these people are. I'm like, then why are you being rude and rating their dresses?
Who did she know?
Like old Hollywood.
Totally.
Oh, I actually respect that.
I really like.
I don't like when someone like knows Dua Lipa but doesn't know like.
Well, everyone looks like Dua Lipa.
I could walk.
That's actually really fair.
I could.
Thank you.
I could bump into Dua Lipa on the street and spill my coffee on myself, and I would just be like, "Don't worry about it. It's fine." I wouldn't know I was dealing with Dua Lipa. I have no idea what the girl looks like.
Mm. Why do you have to spill your coffee?
Allison's mocking me. By the way, we have a response from.
Oh my God!
I feel like I'm like flirting.
I know it's not. It's nothing much. He just said,
but it's something.
Haven't sold it yet. Period. Not interested? Question mark. You sure? Question mark.
Oh. All
right. So I should say, I think I would feel.
Can you give a little more detail? What kind of fuck machine it is? Yeah, not as a prank, just
can
like
you send a photo. You must be able to send a photo.
Yeah, can you send a photo?
I'm gonna say because I do. I don't want to leave. I'm gonna say like
of it in use.
I because this is true of me, and like you have to draw from honesty on Grindr. Like I don't. There's nothing appealing to me about being fucked by a machine.
Me neither.
It's not my fetish. It's not what I struggle with.
No, because I'm looking for validation.
Yeah,
that's even honestly how I feel about vibrators and stuff.
I know.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like. What just fucked me?
What the
heck? Just made me calm.
This little Claire's
but
toy.
You know, in my old age, I'm like so tired that if I don't have to go like this, if I can just hold something to my clit, I literally like completely numb. Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking?
No, I just like, I was on stage last night and I just like wasn't having fun. And I was just like thinking all my jokes feel old and boring. And just like, I was thinking about a joke I had about that already. I was like, have I said everything I needed to say before I leave this earth? JK.
No, you haven't at all.
Okay, I'm saying.
I feel very creatively inspired right now.
I think that's fair. I don't either.
Yeah, do you?
I'm actually choosing to blame the month January.
It is tough. This is the worst. I've been like...
And I was looking back at photos of myself last year around this time, and because I don't journal or write down anything about my life, I was like, I think she was also unhappy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's hard to tell, but I'm going to I think you're right.
Okay, I said, yeah, not really my thing, I think. What kind of fuck machine?
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So that you know that's breaking as it happens.
It's kind of like the stew, like the roast is in the oven. We don't.
Yeah,
need to check
we don't need to check it constantly.
No.
What is making you tick
right now?
Tick is
new
in
segment.
A bad way?
New segment.
What's making you tick right now? Tick? It could be good or bad.
Yeah, it's your decision.
How about this? What's making you tick good and what's making you tick bad right now?
Yeah.
What's making you tick right now, girl?
honestly, what's making me tick in a good way is the challenge right now.
Totally. I'm so excited that tomorrow, when it's available online, will be a day that I watch TV.
Yeah,
since my
I am one episode behind, so we probably can't talk about this.
Oh.
Don't worry too much, Catherine.
You need to
watch. I'm used to zoning out. Yeah.
You need to watch it. Last episode, it was kind of a nail biter.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to watch it this
I don't bite my nails.
Or tomorrow.
Neither do I. Well, I do, actually. Mm. The stakes can be
I guess
higher.
It's just an expression, huh?
Yeah. But there is some stuff where it's like, and this is no shade to your brother, whom I love and have raised.
Right.
What's his name again? No offense.
Jack.
But
raising Jack.
But one time I go to her mom. I go to her mom in Montreal. I go... I love Jake. He's one of my closest friends.
Oh.
Her mom has no idea what I'm talking about. I'm like, Jake is like so cool to me.
I was about to think, isn't it Jack?
He goes, Jake, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, who is Jake?
It was a huge scene.
It was Jack. Yeah.
So similar.
But it's okay because you did end up making my mom happy.
I know.
But
boy,
did you piss her off for a bit.
She complained to the she complained to the manager of the restaurant.
Yeah. Tried to get you kicked out of the festival.
Yeah, she tried to get me kicked out of the festival.
Succeeded.
She tried to remove my credentials.
Mm. Last time he leaves the country.
Yeah.
So challenge is making you tick good.
Yeah, what's making me tick bad? I think what's making me tick bad is that I can't decide if I need 7 hours of sleep or if I need 12.
I have Not never so. Felt more connected to
you. You have to do every other.
It just does.
Is that
like,
what it is?
I'm not waking up good.
I will say 2 nights ago, I got like 4 because I could not fall asleep.
Oof.
And then that was, I guess, not 3 nights ago. So then 2 nights ago, I got fully like 10. It was heaven.
Mm.
And then I did feel better, but I did feel, and then today this night I kind of got 7.
Okay.
there are some days when I see like, if it's, that was, I wish I could do that. Does that feel good?
Do it again. Did you hear it in the microphone?
Oh my God. I wish I could do that.
God.
It sounds like it feels so good.
I can't even crack my back.
I can do it multiple times a day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's lucky. Does it feel like,
it feels good, and sometimes it feels like a curse, though.
Oh, you poor thing. Now, let me say, oh, this is something that's boring. When it's under 6,
yeah,
that's when it's tough.
Oh, it's that's when impossible. It's tough.
Yeah.
This past weekend slept 11 and a half, and Brian was like, that's not good.
Right, but that's what Michaela always says to me, too, and
that
I'm
is
like,
good.
Why isn't it good?
It's what your body needed.
That's why one of my favorite girls.
In my body?
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite girls' lines is when Marnie's like, you're not a loser, Hannah. That's some mythology you made up about yourself. Like, you need 11 hours to sleep every night.
But I just watched a TikTok. There was a girls clip on TikTok where she's saying...
Yeah, I saw this too.
The makeup one. She's like, do you even wear makeup? And she goes, I wear mascara every Saturday.
Oh, I didn't
know. Yeah, I saw that one too. Oh my God. So, we all have the same FYP.
People deciding to love her again. I'm like, bitch, I've been here. I've been here the whole time. Oh, by the way, I have to say,
I
was just telling you.
Yes.
Her... podcast, which isn't new, but I just started listening to it, The C Word, with Alyssa Bennett. It's so fucking good. You have to pay for Luminary to listen to it, but it's so good. Every episode focuses on like a misaligned, misunderstood
Oh, cool.
Not misaligned. Maligned.
Maligned. Yeah,
thank you. That was nearly humiliating.
Yeah, that's you're giving
maligned, misunderstood, famous woman, and they just like unpack her life, and they're so smart and funny, and it's just like such a joy to listen to.
I've never heard of a podcast you have to pay for, though.
Some of these apps are making
you.
Yeah. Guess who doesn't have to pay for this? Anyone. And guess who's not getting money from it? Anyone.
What was I going to say? Oh, wait. Just really quickly to close the loop.
Totally.
Challenge episodes have gotten really short for me because, like, you know, at the end of a season, they provide a lot of content that, like, you would really have to really care deeply about certain people to care about. So it's like, here's one thing I'm not going to ever do is watch a Zoom call between Amber, Chauncey, Amber's mom, and Amber's sister.
Right. Well, I'm just really unpassionate about Amber and Chauncey.
Me just too.
On a baseline level.
1,000%. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
What's Chauncey?
Chauncey's Amber's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
And we didn't really care about Amber at all. So to have her boyfriend is kind of like, well, sure.
Well, one thing they're not doing enough of is reminding us like how these ride or dies know each other. Like it's all like people that have been on the challenge and then they bring in their ride or die. And sometimes it's other people on the challenge, but often it'll be from their outside life. But when they did like bloodlines, like we were constantly being reminded, this is my cousin. This is my cousin.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, it's a lot, but I do constantly know that this is your cousin. But then it'll be like Fessy and like it'll be like a guy and a girl who I'm like, oh, they're married. But then like they'll each be hooking up with other people in the house. I'm like, wait, how do you know each other? Because then Fessy also didn't know how many siblings.
They hook up on the challenge?
Oh, constantly.
I thought it was
absolutely all the time. I thought it was a sexless show.
We would never
I thought it was a ropes course.
It's a ropes course, then you fuck in between.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. It's
the perfect show.
I used to try and always prove how cool I was by doing the ropes course at camp, and I'm so glad I'm over that. I used to jump off the thing, and I'm like, that's scary, and I wouldn't want to do that again.
Right. Oh, I would never.
Well, those things are just hard when you just, like, for me, it's like I've just always been, you know, a couple 15 to 40 pounds heavier than me everyone else at my age group.
Yeah.
So
I was always in the 90th percentile. Grade. Yeah.
And so that's what's wrong with the ropes course is
that's what's wrong.
It's just not proportional because obviously it's going to be really easy for someone to monkey bar.
Oh,
when there are 100 pounds.
But oh my God. I've never been 100 pounds. I just jumped. I jumped from 0 to 150.
Sometimes on the Housewives, every once in a while, they'll do a ropes course to like learn to like trust each other and put down the drama for a while.
I remember the Utah one where they're walking in a cave.
Oh, yeah. They'll do that sometimes.
Anyways,
too.
I saw Jen Shaw was sentenced to prison.
I know.
I can't even say it. Prison.
Present.
She defrauded all these elders. Innocent people.
Yeah. Whoa. I will say, like,
she's a criminal.
She had 6.5 years, which at first I was like, wow, that's a lot. But then when I was watching when I was watching the sentencing, I was like, oh, interesting. Because it was like, she did so, like, just illuminating exactly what she did. And then also they were like, other people who had less culpability than her got like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge was kind of like, I'm not giving her less than 6 years. Like, that guy got 6 years. And she was
someone
like,
right. Someone like that won't even serve the full sentence. I follow these crew trimes.
Yeah. We'll tell you guys
that. Okay, crew trimes. Okay, a stoner podcast for true crime. Wait, what have you been watching that you're scared of? You're saying you're scared lately.
It's hard to talk about even.
Oh,
it's
the Idaho. Idaho. Oh, right, right.
I've been
on TikTok.
On TikTok because you give that little mouse a cookie on TikTok, every single video is going to be about it. So
you're kind of the TikTok queen.
Yeah.
Sure.
When you come up with my thing, I get so
she accepts
happy.
It.
I know. I do always see you like my stuff. It makes me really happy.
She accepts
makes
me that mantle.
And I laugh and laugh.
Thanks so much.
She accepts the mantle.
You should get on there. I have to say, it's.
I
really
don't
special.
Have anything to post on. I never have an idea.
You do. You posted recently a 6-minute video on Instagram.
Yeah, but can you post that on TikTok? Grace talked me through posting a 6-minute video on TikTok.
How do you
like your whoever wants to watch it will watch it
totally,
and they'll love it.
And they'll love it.
You know, my mom has been actually commenting on your Instagrams.
No,
lately.
Wait, what's her name on Instagram?
I don't want to say.
Oh yeah,
Harry Otter.
Harry Otter. Yeah.
Why doesn't your mom care about me?
I'm pretty sure he does follow you as well.
Yeah. It's for the way you look. He'll tell us after.
Moms have always loved me as my one thing, except for my...
Yeah, my mom loves you. After you stayed at our house, she just, like, kept talking about, like, how
nice
just,
time.
Like, polite and, like, thoughtful and smart
I had
you
most
are.
Lovely. One time I got back from a run around Rice campus. It was so hot. And I went in the pool and she came and sat like next to the pool and we had the nicest chat.
Ooh, that's
my mom's really
like
good at chatting.
To sit next to a mom by a pool.
Heaven.
Oh, you met my parents, didn't you, in Austin?
And I really loved them.
That was fun.
Are you girls going back to Austin?
No, but you are.
I am.
Without us.
I guess I wasn't invited. I don't think I'm gonna be. When is it?
Whenever, like April.
Yeah. I probably would have gone had they you know, asked in a polite way. But I don't know. They didn't even ask.
I don't know.
In a rude way.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing, okay. But I'm happy.
Yeah, I'll just be here kind of hanging out, watching Challenge.
Surfing.
Totally, yeah. Surfing.
We've been waking up and surfing at Rockaway every day. Me and Grace. Me and you. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm so fucked up. There yeah. Go. I forget.
Crew Trime. Why does my back skin hurt? I know people are going to reach out and I would love to hear. If there's a doctor, it's not the muscle. It's like the skin, but there's not like a blemish.
Oh, I got a tap.
Am I dying? You got a what?
I got a tap. Sorry, I'm going to...
What are the tabs?
Because when you're open on Grindr, people can see you, and because this is a new area for me to be on Grindr, like it's new people.
Oh, this is probably a really good area.
The app or what?
I have Scruff, but I don't like the interface as much.
You would love my gym,
and I never meet up with people.
The West Village Equinox is all the most beautiful gay men I've ever seen. Yeah,
it's all gay people.
I don't like that at a gym almost though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm
too scared to go off the treadmill. I just like go on the treadmill and I run back to the locker room.
That sounds perfect.
Honestly,
I know, but I like lifting weights. I'm just scared of being in someone's way.
I've just been doing, you know, I do my running, but I've been doing.
I should do. I would love to go to Barry's with you.
Yeah,
Which location?
Ooh, that's I go the to all different. Go,
it is tough. I've done it once.
It's really fun.
Really?
Well, what's fun?
What I like about it is that like it's all time based. So like I do think I'm good at like self talk from running, like because running is all just like talking yourself into like, you know,
being in pain.
Yeah. And like getting through the next couple minutes at a time, and like I do think like when even at Barry's, it's not like it's harder to me when you're like, oh, I have to do however many more of these, but when you're like, I just have to like keep giving my best ever for the next 2 minutes.
I actually prefer that as well. Like setting a timer for something is much more freeing than being like, I have to do like 15 of those.
Do you know what I agree. Do you know what I actually draw strength from? Friend of the pod, Alexi Pappas.
Oh yeah,
in like truly 2011, mm-hmm. her friend and. She went to Oregon for her fifth year of eligibility, and she was dear friends with this girl, Jordan Hussey, who was kind of the it girl of the NCAA at the time. And it was like big news that Jordan was like going into the 10K because she started as a 1500 meter runner. And
following perfectly.
Her first 1500 meter, or her first 10K, she was running this much longer race.
Of course.
And she was at her last two laps, and Alexi was cheering for her really loudly and filming it. She was saying lots of crazy, like she was like, you're a mermaid, Jordan. She kept saying that.
That sounds very Alexi.
And then she said, then when she was coming through like two laps ago, she was like, you could do anything for 3 minutes, Jordan. And sometimes at Aries, I'll be like, you could do anything for 3 minutes.
You can do anything for 3 minutes, Jordan.
That's really
Jordan.
Important, actually.
Yeah. That's true.
I have something fun and newish. For the last maybe like 6 months, I have a personal trainer I go to.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
His name is Sergey. Shout out.
No You're way.
Very fit. He has absolutely... no idea what I do. We do not talk about personal lives.
Where do you go to him?
It's like this small gym
in your nabe?
Yeah, in like Fort Greene.
So hard to make yourself go to things. Do you love it?
I know, but I just have to go. Because
you've always been fitness,
we
though.
We haven't connected at all personally.
Yeah.
In a way where I could say like, hey, I can't come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because totally. He just wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
Do you know what
totally.
I mean?
Totally.
Totally.
Like really iconic. Because I've had like personal trainers in the past where I'm like, they're my friend. I can convince them to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. including cancel a session and not charge.
Totally.
With him, he'd be like, why couldn't you come? And I'd be like, I don't know why we can't get into it.
Yeah. So
he would have to charge me.
I think I'm done for the rest of my life with like a traditional gym because I've been really liking doing pull-ups at my apartment.
Yeah.
I just ordered a bench and free weights at my apartment. It's just easier for me when I can like incorporate it into my like if I have a 10-minute break, I'm like, I'll do as many pull-ups as
I can
or something.
Because you work from home.
Right now. But now for the next week and a half, I don't have a job, do I, Grace?
Sorry,
that'll be so
that
nice.
Yeah. That must be really hard for you. Yeah.
Oh, a week and a half without work.
I'm excited for
I actually can't imagine that.
What is that like?
Oh, that
every
horrible.
Day of mine is packed to the brim with opportunities.
I am really excited for my next job because it's 4 weeks, which is like a perfect amount of time.
And a month. Then, and God created really, it. A month.
God literally invented months.
12 of them.
on the seventh day when God created the calendar.
The Gregorian calendar.
And it'll be like London hours, but I mean, yeah. So that'll be an amazing personality to have to kind of be like,
right.
Kind of be like, you know, I'm working London hours right now, aren't I?
Why don't you come to London then? That's where I'm going to be.
Yeah, I know,
you
really
well.
Although you did
working.
Have a terrible time last time. They sent me this the funniest email being like,
but there's a medalist lives there.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Yeah.
Bronze.
Silver. But I think
you're always working hours where it's not where you are.
It's a huge part of my life.
That must be really horrible.
I don't like it, do I? But it'll just find that London will be better because it's London hours. I'm saying that because it's like most people are based in London, but for them, it doesn't start till 1, which is when like hacks would start for me when it was LA hours. But so for me, it's like 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., which is actually kind of perfect.
Oh, that's actually really fun. Yeah. I one time was in a writer's room for 5 days, actually.
That's a long time.
I was doing some punch-ups.
Yeah.
If you're in the biz, you
guys. No one's ever asked me to punch anything up, and I don't blame them.
And okay, wait, I actually have another story about punch-ups after, but so I did it, and I was in LA at the time, and it was New York-based, so I was up at 5 a.m.,
whoa,
but I was done by 1, and it was fucking awesome.
Wow, yeah.
That was the healthiest.
That's like if I do go to LA.
Yeah.
Like, should I go to LA for like work or pleasure? It would be 5 a.m. to 11 a.m., which is like interesting.
Okay, and my other story really quick about punch-ups is that recently I did a quick punch-up job for something, and I think I just completely misheard what my agent said about how much it was being paid.
I added
a full zero at the end of what it was being paid, and it was not that.
Oh my god.
It was pretty crazy. Ultimately, the job took me 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
you wanted more money.
Expecting, yeah, way
a
more.
A bit of ka-ching.
Yeah. Oh my
damn,
god.
Damn, I want so much money.
Me too.
What was I going to say?
It would be awesome.
It'd be iconic.
So, what do you think about this? When we have a repeat guest, do we ask them?
Yeah, I think so.
Who are you?
Updates.
Who are you?
And who do you want to be? I know.
Who did I kick? Oh, no,
the table.
Just the table.
Well, tables have feelings, too. It's called Mother Earth. The table's called Mother Earth.
What should I answer about this? Should I say whatever you was I in the last podcast?
Wait, I have a question really quickly first.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have teachers? I had an Australian gym teacher who left in the Marines when it was 9/11. But before that, he would, when we had gym outside, and people would pick out, like for me as a young kind of queer child, that was something I would be prone to do, would be pull grass out of the earth and just kind of like, that's a huge part
I've
of being.
Seen people like you.
Yeah. I actually little gay boys that. Like
you. It's a huge part of being a gay boy. It's just like pulling out grass.
I think gay and boys like, and chubby straight girls did that too.
I got it.
And my Australian gym teacher would say, that's Mother Earth's hair you're pulling out.
Whoa.
That's so visceral. You picture, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, I know. I'm really picturing.
She just woke up.
You're giving her a migraine.
But this is how I know I'm sadistic and a psychopath is like, I would picture that and picture it as pulling out a woman's hair. And I still would do it even more.
Oh my God.
Misogynist.
See,
misogynist.
When Mother Earth would be like, come on, I already gave you butterflies, you little gay boy.
I already gave you a rainbow.
Can't you look up? Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Who was I? Well, when we recorded this podcast last, I was living in an old apartment, actually two apartments ago.
Oh, whoa, really? That's a lot of apartments.
With roomies. And at this point, actually in my life, I live with my girlfriend, which is crazy.
I know, I miss her.
I think she'd like moved recently here.
Who?
Your girlfriend when we last were on. Oh my god.
Well, last podcast she might have been still living in Washington D.C. working for
or she had
the
just
maps.
President. I'm
yeah.
just kidding. Yeah. But
as Secret Service.
Yes. It's so cool that that would actually be sick.
For a lesbian comic to date a lesbian
Secret Service.
That's possible.
Security Glamazon.
Security Glamazon.
There's no way that worlds could collide like that.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
In yesteryear, maybe, but today,
no.
Today isn't like that.
No.
Someone reached out to me on Raya. That's a senator.
Wait. Someone talked to you on Raya. That's a senator.
Yeah, they said, "Hey, Pat," to me.
There's a guy.
There's a guy who's like running for Congress who likes us.
Oh.
Not Congress. I don't know what you run for.
Wait. There's a guy who is. This is the thing. I do not know the difference between the Senate and the House of Representatives. Or governor.
I can't. I can't reveal how stupid I am.
Look, he said, hey, Pat. Okay. And then his job is senator.
Interesting.
And entrepreneur.
No, okay. This is the fakest sounding thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, so, I'm finding something I
senator
like
and
about
entrepreneur.
It.
But look, he's right in front of something that looks political.
Senator and entrepreneur.
Take that pick of you if you want. We'll just take a little bus down.
Is it a joke or is it real?
His Instagram is available, so let's click on his Instagram.
Cool. We're doing a lot of deep diving today.
Yeah, we really are. If only we could share Pat's screen.
I know. His description on Instagram says politician.
His description on Instagram.
And here he is riding a horse.
Well, that's pretty political.
Mm-hmm. That's just about as political as it gets, isn't it?
I feel so bad for horses. Even.
I know. It's crazy what we do to them.
I saw a police officer riding a horse and I was like,
let it go. Literally, who is that for?
No, it's really crazy that also, like, we go from, like, we're young and there's these horse girls and we make fun of them. And then we get older and we sit on horses.
I know.
Why would we sit on a horse?
I would never.
It's hard to get up there without a step that you put on the horse's back.
Yeah. Right. I know. Right. And you're kicking it in the stomach to make it go.
Yeah.
I really can't.
I never would kick a horse in the stomach to make it go somewhere.
I can get behind the grooming.
Oh, I could brush its hair.
I would love to watch them on a ranch, but I can't get behind getting on one.
I rode one 2 summers ago, and I really felt like it was really scary. It felt really scary.
I have a core memory, which is a phrase you taught me, of being little. I used to always, I forgot I said this on pod mic. Obviously, since I was a boy and didn't have sisters yet, I was not gifted Barbies, but my cousins had Barbies. So like when I went there, I'd like explore that. Mm-hmm. And I would always do the same thing with their Barbies, where I'd set up a wedding where like, they had a Jasmine Barbie and she'd be marrying a Ken Barbie, and like the regular Barbies would be like just kind of audience members of the wedding. And I would just like I would play out the same scene over and over again as a child, where like they're like getting married, and then all of a sudden a Skipper Barbie who like had crimped hair would enter in the back and walk down the aisle and slap the bride across the face. And then I would set it up and do it again. I would do that over and over again. God. Anyways, I remember like really liking
You've always been a storyteller.
Screenplay idea.
Yeah. Write it out.
Write it down.
My point is, I would always brush their hair before the wedding. And then like, of course, like a huge part of Barbie culture is like there'd be a horse with hair too. You know what I mean? That you could brush.
Yeah. I'm picturing this.
Sometimes I'd brush the horse's hair and I would be like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
No, you didn't really interrupt me, but
on this podcast, the word interrupt doesn't register. Yeah. Okay, so then who are you?
Who am I now?
In the year 2023.
Let's see. Someone who goes to a personal trainer twice a week.
I know. I'm very impressed with that.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. There's no other days that would actually really make sense.
Because you can't go Friday.
No, I obviously can't go Friday. That's party day.
You're not going to go Monday.
Friday's the day where you celebrate the rest of the days that have been prior.
Yes.
I have a question for you. When you last came on, you'd been pretty new to New York. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Definitely.
You had just come from Chicago. How do you like it compared to Chicago?
I mean, it's like actually two different worlds.
Totally.
Yeah.
In Chicago, I was living like one not in like there's only a few blocks of like city in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I was working at a restaurant down there, but I was living in it was like very neighborhood.
Did you have a car?
No.
No. Take the train. What do they call it?
I took the bus every day. But yeah, there was a train.
That's another line. Another common New York Times crossword.
The
answer
L.
is L-E-L.
Oh, they'll
be like Chicago train when they need like a two letter or something.
Wait, quick aside. Do you know that Brian had Luca Bish on his podcast from Love Island?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Whoa.
But I don't like him.
Isn't that amazing?
About cars.
Do you know who still will like my post sometimes and watches every story?
Huh?
Megan Barton Hanson.
I don't think she likes any of my stuff. I just choked on my skin.
She liked one thing. She liked one post, and then like,
God, I wonder if she likes my stuff.
But then like, I'll see her in my stories. I always check her, so like, she's on my top of my.
Is this a Love Islander too?
Yeah.
Have you guys had any on here?
Just her. I said to her, I said, Megan, when you leave here today, your brain's gonna want to forget about me because you meet a lot of people, and who am I? You're gonna you're being very tender, and I need you to fight that, Megan. It's important to me that after this, you remember about me. I just promise you, remember.
Seems like she does.
She remembers.
Right. Social media helps you remember. That's one thing it does.
Yeah, totally. Which can be a curse.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so in Chicago, it was more suburban. It was.
Yeah, it just it's not as fun there. In
it's
my
so fun
personal opinion.
Yeah.
They've got the lake. And they've got that going strong.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Sure. It is very cool.
I ran along the lake when I was there.
Were you
there.
Just in Chicago?
I was in Chicago for Halloween weekend.
Oh, I knew that. Whoa, but you know, I was there on New Year's Eve.
Oh, really?
For one night for a wedding.
I did not know that. Oh, I know that's where the wedding was.
Let's do the holidays in Chicago.
Yeah. Let's do the minor holidays.
The
biggest holidays you can think of, Halloween and New Year's.
I actually had so much fun in Chicago.
I know.
There's famously a guy who at the party with Cara, where like, I was like, oh, I think he's doing, I want to hook up. He was a teacher. And then he like left without hooking up with me, but it got too late.
That's
and then,
so fucked up. But
that's messed up.
I know. But then and afterwards, I was like, I would have hooked up with that guy, and they were like, oh, he would have hooked up with you, and I was like, he should have. Oh. But it was like hard. You know, it's like
one
hard.
Of the worst things a friend can do is not like communicate that someone like is
time.
Going to fuck you.
Totally, right. Totally,
like, right,
totally.
Well, I mean, that communicate. I was in a situation recently where someone told me after I met their friends that they were all Mormon. And I was like, that was something you really should have communicated to me at the time.
Yeah, that's
so that I could have done my investigative research because I haven't met many Mormons and I would really like to see them more.
I don't need to see more.
Oh my God.
Really? You know them really well?
No, they're just they're not.
I had
I don't want to collectively talk about a group of people, but in general, the Mormon church is not for me.
I will say.
But I respect, I'm sure there are individual Mormons who's, who you who love. I respect and right, adore.
Right. A couple years ago, BYU kid won NCAAs, Connor Mance. He's probably one of our best marathoners moving forward. But when he was running AAs, he was wearing these really short shorts, which you do as a runner.
Right.
And the camera was on him the whole time because he like gapped the field and was running by himself most of the race. But his shorts were in such a way where you could see one of his balls.
Oh, that's awesome.
For like 28 minutes of racing, you're just staring at this Mormon's ball.
And it's so hard to not look once you see one. I can say that as a lesbian.
I made a message board thread about it. Got deleted by the mods, of course.
One time at a church event, we were all sitting in a circle, like in a park, and my friend was like, "Look, look, look," and I was like, "What?" And I'd never really like seen a penis yet.
Yeah.
And it was just like I could just like this guy had these like shorts that were kind of big, and it was just like literally hanging out.
Oh my God. That's so important. It was for awesome a kid to see.
Yeah.
No, actually,
I loved it.
I think my first time seeing
Dick and balls
was also like so similar, just like through the hole of a short, and it's one of the best views you can have.
Yeah,
it's such a good view.
Grace, have you ever made love to a man?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
I've had sex with I think 4 guys.
That's kind of a lot.
That's a lot of guys. Let me tell
you, every time was so good.
Was it good?
No.
It's like
no
more guys than me.
No times were bad. No times were bad. I just am a lesbian.
Was this in college?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have like feelings for them, or was it just like you're like, I think I'm supposed to do this?
There was.
Oh, sorry, I'm not talking to Mike.
There was one time where I was like hooking up somewhat consistently with this guy.
Interesting.
Actually, from the naval base in my college town.
Okay, no. I get it.
Could be hot if he didn't have a literal broken leg the whole time we were hooking up.
Would you just like ride him?
I do remember being on top at one point. Wait, I actually, oh my God, something is coming back to me. I remember he and I had sex like during the day one time, and
I
love having sex in the day.
Right after that, I went to audition for the improv group
with Come In You.
I remember thinking, does life get any better than this?
No,
I just fucked, and now I'm auditioning for an improv group.
Oh my God, when I had morning sex in college, I would literally go to class being like, I am the hottest fucking piece of ass crazy on this campus.
Yeah,
I had the best sex in college because it's like it was so new to me that I was just like every touch was like,
Oh my God, insane.
That's how I was able to actively have sex with a woman in college,
because it was just like, so exciting.
Yeah, if someone touches you, that's huge.
Yeah, I will say though, like after I had all those amazing sexual encounters,
all four
that just truly were like, we're having sex and nothing is happening in my body. You know what I mean?
That's
my
so heart rate scary
wasn't going up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, would you get wet?
Probably. I gotta say, it's pretty easy to make me wet.
Oh, that's a great quality.
Is that so gross that I just said that?
No.
No, that's a good quality.
But then the first time I like held hands with a girl, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that
hot.
Felt like more of an orgasm for me more
beautiful
of sex to me than any of the times I had sex with a girl.
Totally.
Yeah, write that in a children's story.
Yeah, write that in a children's story.
It gets better.
Holding hands.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing.
You're fine.
I have this nicotine in my mouth.
No.
That's okay.
Who do you want to be? What's your dream for this year?
What is your dream lately?
My dream for this year is be on camera more.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
For a photographer, I want to model.
You should model. You're beautiful, stunning. No, you know, I really love when you do your hair up, that way, that style you're doing.
Thanks.
I think that's really fashion. Really fashion.
I'm loving it.
It's very cute.
I almost did it today, but then I thought,
Von Dutch.
Why, kind of? Yeah, I wore a
then
hat
I thought,
instead.
But Von Dutch. okay, more on camera jobs.
I'll always remember when I found out about Von Dutch.
When you found out about it?
Yeah, I was going to my friend's house, and he had a sister 2 years older than him. So, like, when you're gay and your friend is a sister 2 years older, it's huge.
That's
for
a key
you
chamber of secrets.
Not even when you're gay, sweetie.
Totally.
Yeah.
That goes for all of us.
Me too.
Even you non-gay people.
Yeah. Everyone here.
I did
can
have
benefit from an older sister.
An older sister.
I did have the honor of going to the Miley Dolly thing, and I'm friends and with this one absolutely stunning, gorgeous woman who works for Miley's company, who is a lesbian, and I was talking to her and her girlfriend, and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna go find the gays, and her girlfriend was like, we are gay.
That's
but
so funny.
And you should have said back to them, no, you're not.
Yeah. you know, I went over to my friend's house, and his older sister, this is so classic, was the junior, so she was studying for the driver's test. So she was studying for like her like learner's permit test mm-hmm. in the little book with her friend Marie, who was always there. Never exchanged a word, but we were always like, in the same basement. Nice mm-hmm. And they were both wearing those hats. And my mom was like,
amazing.
Oh, my girlfriend studying for their learner's permit in like dance pants. And then like my friend was like, those are Von Dutch hats. They're what Ashton Kutcher wears. So all the girls are wearing them right now.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's so cool.
I mean, that's even how I feel when I wear it. Just yeah. Anytime.
You know, I've realized I've like blocked out a lot of memories from my past.
Really? I remember everything so vividly.
In that moment, you realized that?
I was just like trying to unpack, like, well, I was just on this podcast where we talk about like being in seventh and eighth grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I blocked out so many of those memories.
I don't really have memories from childhood.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Maybe we're just so living in the moment.
I guess so. Did you smoke a lot of weed at any point?
No, but I've drank a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, me too. I'm choosing to blame the weed. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah.
But in seventh and eighth grade,
it's like slim to none.
Yeah. I remember a lot from those years for some reason.
Yeah.
You have a great memory.
But I don't remember things from like, well, I guess I remember things from most.
You remember everything.
Yeah, I do remember everything.
Earlier today, I was on a Zoom and someone asked me like, do you have any funny stories from high school? And I was like,
why'd someone ask you that?
I couldn't think of a single thing.
So tell us your whole life story.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a single thing.
Was it
story.
A general?
No, it was like a meeting for a event I'm doing.
Oh, cool.
So it was like, I just really couldn't think of anything.
That's okay.
Which is so sad. There are funny stories, but you know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you mean. It's like on the sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when someone asks you if you remember a funny story, it's like, then any story you choose will feel stupid. You know what I mean?
That's
why you should never ask someone for a story.
Right.
And that's why we're such gifted interviews. We don't do that.
Have you guys seen?
We tell you our stories over you.
That we've already told on the podcast before.
They're viral on YouTube and TikTok. It's like, normal people, like as in not comedians,
as in the cast of Sally Rooney's
normal people giving speeches at weddings, and they're fucking like truly LOL worthy, and yeah. I'm like, that's a lot to live up to.
Totally.
They're actually really funny.
Oh, cool.
I know. I agree. I'm giving a speech at my brother's wedding, so I'm best.
When is the wedding?
Yeah,
May, but I'm scared because I'm like there's no way I'm gonna be funny. You know,
how long
what I mean?
You're obviously
do you
gonna
think
amazing.
It needs to be?
I have no idea.
1 minute. No, probably five.
Probably five.
Because you're really hamstrung by being in front of like family and friends. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
I actually, for the first time last night during my show, I was like, usually I don't think about who's in the audience. I was like, oh, my little brother's here, and I'm really talking about like some disgusting sex stuff. And
oh,
it's like,
interesting.
But that's okay. Don't you think he already has heard?
I know, but I didn't like that it even entered my mind while I was on stage.
Totally.
Usually I'm just like plowing through. I was like, oh. I don't know. Right. I'm feeling like not interesting or funny.
Me too. I'm feeling so not funny.
It's really impossible.
I have nothing to say.
What's going on with us?
I don't know, but I am taking care of myself right now, which is as of 3 days ago. And that's been,
you
and
know
it's
what?
Been
you inspired me. I'm going to take care of myself.
I actually have to. I cleaned my whole apartment.
Yeah, this is really
You know what?
Really
I'm going to clean my apartment tonight.
It changes everything.
It really does.
And you can make it fun. You can like, I saw a TikTok that this comment, I'm obsessed with this one. She goes, I have a crown that I wear and I put it on. I say, this is by herself. I'm the queen of clean and I clean my apartment in it. I'm like, that's amazing. I want to do that.
Fucking
you need a crown. That's incredible.
I have to do that.
Queen of clean.
That's
it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's really
heard,
hard.
I really queen want of clean. To.
Queen it makes
clean.
Sense.
Queen of
I've
clean.
Been listening to, I have every time I clean, I listen to Midnights by Taylor Swift.
Oh,
that's really good.
Meet me at midnight.
It's so good.
I remember for some reason when I was running along the lake in Chicago at night, I was listening only to Snow on the Beach on repeat.
Oh, that's such a good
running
one.
Running at night.
Yeah, male privilege.
I'm like, check your
I know, it yeah. is.
I do not run.
No, I do.
I wish so bad I could run in the dark.
Only I could run at night.
I do think about that a lot, that it is male privilege, because I never get
scared. Well, because the sun sets at what, 1 p.m.?
I know.
Ladies, am I right?
I know.
I'm laughing so fucking hard.
Yeah,
okay,
it really does.
Now let's think, do any of us have crushes of the week?
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Really? let me think.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. You do have magnets on your back. Well, Michelle, you do have magnets on your back.
My crush of the week,
has
really got to be my Kindle. Did I tell you I got a Kindle?
Oh yeah, it's cool.
I've already read like 4 books.
Oh, amazing.
Wait,
it's
whoa.
Changed my life.
They're pretty like sleek.
Yeah, it's so tiny and cute. Look at it.
It's black. Wow.
It's right there. So my Kindle.
It's black. That means you can wear it with anything. And it's slimming, hon.
It's slim. It's so slimming to read my Kindle.
What's my crush of the week? What's my crush of the week?
I think I have mine.
Okay,
hit it.
Mine is for sure sure. Applegate chicken nuggets.
Applegate chicken nuggets.
They're unbelievable.
Are they?
Are you nodding because you've had them? Thank you, Allison.
What
is it?
What do they look like?
They look like... Well,
what's Applegate first?
Applegate is actually a company.
I know. I can picture their logo.
They,
Frozen?
Frozen. I believe they also have some like... They have gluten-free chicken nuggets as well. They also have like maybe some breakfast sausage.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. what I'm remembering about you is that you make your own meals.
I do.
You grocery shop and you make your own meals. Yeah. Yeah.
And so these have been like pretty iconic in that I can make a really good salad.
Ooh.
And that's been huge for me because my mom like taught me some little tips and tricks.
Well, do share with us, please.
Yeah, I'll share. My tips and tricks for salads are champagne vinegar. An ingredient I chose to never
buy. Where do you get that?
At the store, but it actually did take me like 5 stores to find it.
Champagne vinegar with what?
Okay, check this recipe out, okay?
Yeah.
1 tablespoon olive oil. 1 tablespoon champagne vinegar. A couple little droplets of mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then you can throw in that either currants or chopped up dates. And you can let it marinate as long as you want. And then you throw that on some salad with some goat cheese and some almonds.
Honey.
It's delicious.
With the chicken nuggets on top?
But anyways.
Do they look like McDonald's?
They look like McDonald's. Okay. And what's fun about it is you eat a salad, feel great about yourself, and then you look to your left and you have a plate of 12 chicken nuggets.
Fuck yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's incredible.
I'm so impressed with you. Cooking your own meals and going to the trainer twice a week?
Yeah.
And you're so young.
I know.
You're so young.
So much life.
Buttoning by doing those.
You have so much life ahead
of
you.
How old are you these days?
I'm 27 these days.
Okay.
Okay, that makes me feel okay.
Yeah, no, it's not too crazy.
It's the rudest thing we could ever do is not be offended by someone's age because we're being like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I did like meet some people the other day who were 22 and it was like so fucked up.
When I meet a 22-year-old person, I say, tonight was an amazing night to dress like hipsters and talk about our exes.
Well, you know,
I'll say that my crush.
My incredible assistant Carly was born in 2001.
Wow.
Wait, you have an assistant?
Yeah, she runs my world.
She runs the world, Carly.
We've been working together for like almost a year.
That's so cool.
She's everything. She's a genius. She edits all these TikTok clips. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Carly.
She posts on my tick.
That's so fun.
She's a genius. She's amazing.
Oh, my God.
I can't say enough good things about her. She's so accomplished and impressive.
Wait, fun.
I'll say that my crush of the week is once again the gold medalist.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Staying true. Sometimes
you just make your crush of the week gold medals?
Yeah.
Because I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. I love that song.
I know, I can't stop thinking about this medalist.
I wonder what I look like on this.
What is going on with the medalist? I think I'm not caught up on the medalist.
Yeah, basically last week on the episode that aired just on Tuesday, went through crushes, and there's one person that I like really like.
Oh, it's an actual crush.
It's an actual real crush. And here's my crush.
What kind of lettuce do you put in your salads? They've hooked up.
I've been putting, you know that brand, like it's like Gotham Greens or something.
Exactly. Do you wash it?
Not if I don't see a little bug on it.
Yeah, okay. It's ridiculous.
No, I know.
But eat it.
If to me...
Do y'all wash your lettuce or am I kooky?
This is my environmental trade-off, okay? If it comes in a plastic box, I gotta at least not have to waste water.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I'm getting my kale...
Do you use the Gotham Greens like the butter lettuce? So you're talking about?
So ultimately, to me, all of their lettuces are the same.
I know what you mean.
Like, they're the same exact... If you close your eyes, that all the lettuce is exactly the same.
If we are gonna... If I'm gonna run,
we're gonna finish up. So let me tell you this much.
Do you feel hot today?
Yeah, I do feel hot today.
That's amazing. You look hot.
You're like, I don't know why you would.
No, because I feel like you're mad at me.
No, but you looked at me like I don't look hot.
No, because I felt like the way you were saying it was like, I'm mad at you. So no. I wasn't looking like you don't look hot.
I'm not mad. Are
you attracted to her though?
I'm very attracted.
I'm not mad because I also have to go. I have to get ready for club coming tonight. And I'm exhausted. Ooh. I know.
Do you feel hot today?
I actually do.
You look hot.
God.
Yeah, of course.
And it's because I didn't feel hot. And then I chose to get in front of my window and take a selfie. And that selfie has been deleted since. But when I took it, I thought, not too bad.
And you're gonna post me posing.
Yeah, I'm gonna post me the grid.
Posing as a runner for no reason.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, that's gonna skyrocket your numbers. Yeah.
Do you, Pat?
I have to post only things to grid because the gold medalist doesn't look at my stories.
Wait, this gold medalist is following you?
Yeah.
I am so not caught up.
Lastly,
do you feel hot today?
I do feel hot. Yeah,
you look amazing.
I had a good
you look hot.
And the hair looks great.
I'm racing this weekend. I feel ready to race. So we'll see.
I'm ready.
What is the race?
This is 10 miler in Long Island, but it does hold. It
holds chicks.
It holds meaning Track to me three. Because I ran the same course in 2012, which was the winter before the spring where I ran like my PRs in the half marathon. Mm. So it'll be a way for me to gauge how close I am to there.
And dressed so like hipsters. Yeah. Well, whoa.
You know Michaela is running a half marathon, by the way.
Which one?
Has she not texted you about this?
Absolutely not.
You guys need to connect.
Which one?
Couldn't tell you. I have absolutely no
I'm
idea.
I'm racing New York and Brooklyn. I'm racing New York and Brooklyn. March and May.
Okay, maybe that's what she's
doing. It must be.
I have another friend doing it too, even.
Okay.
What about I'm really excited. You? I'm going to be huge. You want to come to the top?
Yeah, I want to celebrate. Let's eat bagels. Bring bagels and like signs.
Yeah.
I'm there. Are you guys mad at me?
No.
No.
Are you mad at me?
Are you mad that we made you come to real life or is it fun?
No, I actually was so thrilled.
Oh, good. I can't tell you what a treat it is. Like, it's so much better than doing Zoom. It's like a
totally.
Night and day.
Unbelievable.
And
no, I'm
it's
really
N&D.
Excited.
It's N&D.
I'm not mad at you. I also miss you.
I know. I haven't seen anyone in so long.
Because I miss you.
I will just
mess
you guys up really quick and that your Seek Treatment clips. Oh. Your assistant has been
it's
posting.
All Carly.
Yeah,
you're so funny.
Oh, it's Carly. Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
I just think you guys really have a good head on your shoulders about this comedy thing. Honestly,
I think we do too.
Swear to God.
At this point,
are you mad at me?
No,
are you joking?
Heaven on earth.
You're heaven on earth.
Sister, to be the friend.
Knowing you were coming over, I felt so at peace all day. I was like, oh, I can relax. It's family.
Okay, good.
It's family.
All right. Well, live, laugh, and love.
Are you mad at me?
No, I said no a million times over. No,
ask me.
Are you mad at me? No. Well, I kind of already asked you.
No.
Yeah. I'm not mad at you.
That is what's called our podcast. Give it up for Grace Kulenschmidt. Give it
Bye,
up.
Guys.
Let me hear you go. Whoa, whoa. Love you guys. Good night.
Seek treatment if you're boring.